to influence the government of Khartoum for you economically.
And when, and John Prendergast, when the government of Khartoum is losing billions of dollars of revenue in oil, what's in it for them to resolve this?
So that they can get turn the oil tap back on. There's a tremendous this moment where both the government in Khartoum and the government in Juba, in Sudan and South Sudan, are in a very, very serious hurt. And over the next few months, as their reserves, their foreign reserves shrink and their currency depreciates, hyperinflation is going to result. And that will put both of the regimes at political risk. So they have a vested interest in getting a deal done.
And George Clooney, you've tied this to gas prices right here in this country. Would resolving something in one country in the middle of the continent of Africa really affect gas prices?
Well, listen, here's what happened. President Obama gave a press conference a week ago, and it was a political question about the gas prices. And he said, well, there's a lot of reasons. There's speculators. There's the questions of security in Iran or continued dealings with Iran. And there's also the Sudan has turned off the oil. So, yes, and here's what you know, Senator Lugar, so it's not a political question. Senator Lugar today brought it up and said the exact same thing. The truth of the matter is this. If China is not getting that 6% of the oil, then they're going to the same places we go to get that oil, and that raises the price. So there's no question about the fact that it does raise the price. For me, as an activist or as an advocate, it gives me the ability when people say, well, what's this got to do with us? It gives me the ability to say, well, actually, now it has a lot to do with us. For the first time, we were able to say that on based on this subject.
George Clooney, John Prendergast, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.